Welcome back, everybody. Providence making a run here at Nova. You just make that or you miss that? 34-40. Moving down the road here. Chance to get a couple freebies without the clock moving for the Friars. Again, wide open Big East tournament. Nova going out would be... It would raise everybody's spirits a little bit, as they say.
I think at this point, I think Creighton just wants people who are supposed to win the tournament to win the tournament. No more of these St. Mary's.
Yeah.
To be taking tournament spots away from bubble teams.
What camp are you in? They got to win one in this or two?
I think two.
You think they need two? So you get 20 and 13, is that right?
Yeah.
20 and 13, they're in.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I think two solidifies.
Mm-hmm.
If they get this one today, when they get this one today.
Nice.
I'm with you, Verse.
Good recovery.
Because I love the way they've been playing. But I think if they get this one today, it will put them right where they need to be, but still on that bubble. Two, I think, automatic.
Two and you're in. Okay. I like it. I can get down with that. God, I should have looked at some futures odds on them getting in the dance. That was bad playing by me. Sorry, guys. I let you down there. It's my bad. Again, the Equitable Bank Zone inbox hot today. John says, I think the pressure and all the hype of Nebraska had early this year was too much for these players. Since the chance of making the tournament disappeared, all the injuries and their coach likely being fired, they're playing loose and looking like a better team, even with the depleted numbers. And it is too bad that they didn't have the people around them to help them deal with it. It's an interesting point that's probably not talked about enough, is expectation. It's easy when you're off the radar, right? Last season, Nebraska was the overlooked little engine that could. Well, they went 22. Last year, I think they won 22 games. Somebody hit me up with that. But, you know, coming off the radar is always more fun. It's harder and harder. I try to sell the underdog role.
They won 22 games.
Nailed it. Not a big deal. The hunter is a good spot, right? The hunted is hard. I think Nebraska, you know, being into that, hey, we are this and we are that and we're going to do this. To me, though, in that instance, I go to leadership, right? You've got to temper expectation. You can spit the cliche out one game at a time. Do you believe the cliche? See, that's the tough part for me because, and I mentioned it, maybe it's boring, but the first 11 games of the season, where did that team go? How did that change so much in there? What happened? Because the way it was headed, that was a basketball team. Ball was moving around the court. A lot of things were opening up. It didn't look hard. Now, they lost to Texas Tech. I get that. Texas Tech's a good basketball team. But they looked better than we'd ever seen them. You know, Nebraska's infamous for the, you know, 6-4 start, 7-3 coming out, you know, sometimes 500 coming out of the preseason or the non-conference. To be where they were, how to go down was just so weird to me. Outside of Gehrig's example, you know, I thought the wheels were Minnesota. Something happened there at that time. But then, you know, they won two. I'll come back and take Iowa then, okay? Maybe Iowa was the beginning of the end of it. But that celebration piece, you could tell. Miles is ecstatic, right? Wants the team to acknowledge that, hey, we just won. Look at me doing my little dance up here. And, you know, it was almost like they felt bad for him. Like, hey, somebody throw some water at him. Probably lucky they took the lids off. You know, somebody just chucked a water bottle at him. Just smoked him in the head with a water bottle. But you know what I'm saying? Like I don't think I'm out of line with that. Like I watched it, and then your remaining two bell cows, two of your three bell cows. Roby was Roby. He's not a yeller screamer. He sat back with his hands in his knees and kind of laughed. Palmer moved out of the way. Watts moved out of the way. And we went to dad. I thought it was just so telling. Mm-hmm. searching for Bobby Fischer moment, right? When Josh Waitzkin offers the draw to the Prodigy, says you've lost, you just don't know it yet. I think that's kind of the way it felt to me. I didn't want it to. I did the full-blown facepalm, like, you just kind of extended this thing for another day. You're jogging off the field, and you just, boom, trip up and fall. Well, come on, man. We got enough stuff going on here. I don't need this. I got one more out here that piqued my interest out of the, Kevin, I'll get to yours here in a sec. I'm out of the JTAC instructions on Twitter feed. What percentage do you feel that Miles will be released of his duties? Oh, I'm mid to high 90s. Like, I think I would be more surprised the other way than I would. That's kind of a duh comment, but it is funny though how the mentality of who better can we get? I don't know, try. You got to get somebody that wants a challenge and autonomy, which I think are two things that, now, with an ego-ridden coach, it's going to be hard for them to maybe be second fiddle for a long time. That guy's going to have to battle through a bunch. But I'm going to start shooting shots. You know, everybody, even Nebraska fan, get ready to roll your eyes. But I'm going to take the football mentality. Yeah, you might be committed, but we're going to offer. Come in here and kick the tires. See if you like what we got up here. State-of-the-art facilities, great fan base. Support you with anything and everything you do. Strength staff is moving up there on the charts as far as being the best in the country. Yeah, you see it. Something might turn your fancy. Oh, you got a barbershop here too? Oh, we didn't know they did it in Nebraska. We just thought it was corn. Okay. We just cut the corn down, built a stadium last week. Hop on in here, give her a shot. You never know. Because you might go out and find that one guy. Says, wait a minute. If I win or lose, I'm going to get 15,000 people to come to the barn and watch it. Yep. If I finish above 500, they're going to think I'm a saint. Yes. If I make it to the tournament and win a game, they're going to erect a statue of me. Probably.
Guaranteed.
More than likely than not. They might put that sucker on the interstate.
Might name the court after that.
So that might appeal to someone. Hopefully Moose is now earning his check because the list is there. Now, the other piece of that, I don't know how far I want to dig into it with the team psychologists and all that stuff that they, you know, you can't come in anymore. I think that's silly. I think it's petty. If it's in your budget, you've got that budget out and you're staying inside your budget and that's what you want to commit your budget to for basketball, it's your money. Go spend it. Because how sad would it be if that correlation, right, you pull that away and then that's when it all ends. Because you've told your players, hey, we know better than your coach. You've undercut him without even really realizing it. And that power struggle was there back in the day, too. Damon alluded, Jack Stark was there a lot of times on his own dime. Because he believed in what he did and he knew what he had to do. Okay, you want to make this about a paycheck? Okay. I don't want the paycheck. There you go. Now what are we going to do? I'm still coming here to do this now on my own recognizance. It's a unique thought, but I'm with you. That handling of expectations, maybe that's what they dealt with. Maybe we should try to find Riggins and see if he wants to come on and talk to us. I don't know him personally. I hope it's him. I don't know him personally, them personally. That would be a fascinating conversation to me. Hey, you know, don't want to get into client privilege, but what was the main focus of your talks with these guys? I'll tell you this. He was like, hey, we were talking about handling expectations. We're having success this year, the year before, now building on that and taking Nebraska to the next level. If you cut that out, and then we all can draw timelines. I'll draw one via video if we need to. You got rid of him, it all went downhill. Now I got a problem, okay? Because sometimes you just don't rock the boat. Sometimes you leave it alone, you let it be, it's going well, it's operating nice. It kind of starts to falter, now you go in and tweak some stuff. But that would fascinate me. Because now I got another question. Mr. Moose, sir, real quick here. I might even go down to the AD presser. Sitting in my Cubs sweatshirt. Excuse me. I drew a timeline here. Wheeled in my own whiteboard. Can you explain this to me? And do you see this correlation? Now, if you're Tim Miles and that happens, you got to recoup. You can't let your team see that it phased you, right? Because guess what? The time at the building only goes so long. There's more hours in the day. There was more than one person, right, that was going off campus to get some help. There was more than one coach that was going to say, hey, the high stress, all those things that factor into it, that all can get lumped into one and that all can get passed down. If you'd asked me as a dumb kid out of Grand Island if I'd ever talked to a or had as great a relationship I did with a psychologist, I'd be like, no, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy at all. But I did. And he's still one of my great friends today. And it's awesome. But those pieces, like those relationships, when you break those, that can send things into a flank. 100% can. Adam says it's hard to argue the 11-2 start with smoke and mirrors. Or said, I'd argue the 11-2 start with smoke and mirrors. That team was mentally weak from the get-go. The 11-2 start was comprised by beating awful teams outside of the CU game where there was real momentum to that win. CU wasn't winning in the electric environment no matter what. That's fair. I mean, but you did go down to Clemson, who didn't end up being what everybody thought Clemson would be. Villanova's up 49-46, by the way. You can, I think it's easier to fall out of a win with a mentally tough team than fall into a win. But I'd sit down and have a beer with you and talk about that, Adam. And that's, I mean, my guy DB, he's on that side. But he's there. He's like, nope, it was this. This is what happened. Yeah. Okay. But all I saw was them being able to win. And when the product changes on the court, the product from 11-2 to the product to now, well, not now, but, you know, to the 7-game losing streak, that's where I'd be at. That's what I'd look to. So we're going to go to break here. Gary, hold tight. We're going to come back here to talk to Gary when we return on Game Time 1620 The Zone.